the fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He is the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late. Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this
place.
Wake
up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody. I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Yeah. I just did my Fresh Prince from Bel-Air, my little little head doggle. You know, he does that when he's at the door. He rings
and
the doorbell.
Yeah, he puts the hat on. He does,
does that little floppy floppy.
Yep.
Welcome to the show. I'm Dougie Almeida. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's Tuesday, August 28th, voting day, for those of you keeping score at home. And I'm joined by Elgin David.
What is up, everybody?
And Danny the Jew.
Heyo.
And who's still trying to come up with some sort of greeting as he listens, sitting in. But hey, what's up, Peter Leonard? Robert Elmstead, Peter Leonard, joining us here on the line. And thanks, buddy, for the fucking Starbucks.
Well, you told me I have to.
No, I didn't. You know, this guy watches too much fake news. I told him, dude, he's been bringing it every time.
He has been. Every single time he shows up with the little thing with the three Starbucks coffees.
Right.
And he hands them out, and we are very appreciative of him.
Very nice. We're very
Thank
different
you.
From Peter Leonard, who used to complain about us not having coffee. All right. So, but very nice, you know, and he gets, and I'm getting nervous. He brings us coffee, then he gets himself some sort of grape knee-high. Some sort of looks very delicious.
Yes.
It is.
I mean,
it
looks fruity concoction.
It looks like unicorn jizz.
Well, it's,
if it was, are you thirsty? Drink a big gulp.
Looks more like unicorn poop because there's little pieces in there.
Oh, is there?
But, however, we were discussing this. Passion fruit is an actual fruit.
Right.
Yeah, Danny didn't know passion fruit was a real fruit.
I thought
fruit.
It was like...
Would you think it was some fruit that hung around?
No,
fucking...
I thought it was... Well, you know how there's
he thought it was the name of a flavor.
Right, like Gatorade has...
He thought it was just called, like, passion fruit. Like, this fruit has passion.
Right, yeah, like hanging around in the produce section, looking at the fucking peaches going, hey, baby.
Well, when Gatorade first came out, they had lemon, lime, and orange. Now they have, like, Glacier Peak. I'm like, that's not a flavor. That's a state.
Yeah,
it's a scientific state.
Well, something Gatorade has a flavor. It's called Frost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, it's Frost.
It's not a flavor. Orange. Well, I thought passion fruit was that.
No, but passion fruit, yeah, it's a fruit, yeah.
Yeah, look, it's good,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, passion fruit. You think maybe you eat it, it's like a Spanish fly.
Yeah.
Yes, M. Dope gave it to his girl. What are we eating? Passion fruit salad.
Woo.
Some oysters.
It is.
And a couple Cosmopolitans.
Is it true oysters are...
Right, Peter Leonard?
That's
Peter's joke, by the way.
Aphrodisiacs. Oysters.
Yeah.
Does this really work? Is this bullshit?
I don't know.
Come on. How many oysters
are guys just always horny?
No.
Or are we just always horny and we're like, oh, there's an excuse for us to be more horny?
The minute I slurp down a couple oysters, fresh oysters, a little lemon, you know, a little horseradish, a little cocktail sauce.
Okay, what is appealing about that? What is appealing about
it? I don't know. Maybe
a booger in a clam shell.
It's not a booger.
I enjoy the snot on a shell. I enjoy it. But I don't...
If you ever look at it, if you ever look at an oyster,
the noise.
That's what it sounds like. You pour a little hot sauce and you squeeze it in.
What else does that sound like?
Well, okay, so is that what you do? You seductively look at each other and you hold the shell up? And you
it
just
shouldn't
go.
Sound like that either, by the way.
Yeah,
that's a little bit.
What are you going down on, Bertha?
I mean, what are you... Right. What are we,
but
in
dude,
both cases, it shouldn't sound like that.
It kind of looks like, if you look at it, you know, a nice oyster, it kind of has the texture of some lips.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you suck that thing down.
Okay.
Hot sauce.
You know? And then you have a couple and it's good. You don't feel full and you... It's like your taste buds are going, that was pretty good. And
see.
And you're like, your whole, now your body's starting to go, well, what else is there out there?
Yeah, but is there a chemical in them that makes you this way?
Yeah, it's called horny HB. That's
right. I think guys are innately horny all the time, and we're like, oh, this is supposed to make us hornier, so we're like, fuck it, yeah. Let's.
And let me ask you this. I wonder if it's on men or if it works on women or both.
I think they're
it's
just
both. Yeah, it's both.
Just
it's not,
oysters
it's not a,
or
it's,
an
aphrodisiac.
But what? I want to know. I got to look this up.
Right. Yeah.
I need to know why.
There's elements in it. You're eating something. There's a sin to it because you can
I'm
eat
them.
I'm working
on a recipe, guys.
And they can go bad.
Did you get a Google machine? I got one of those.
You got your Google machine?
Go look in your Google machine.
All right.
But
well,
let's
just take this one for granted that it is an aphrodisiac.
Why are you trying to blow it off?
You know what I mean?
Are you trying to make people less horny?
Yeah, why are you trying to poo-poo on fucking oysters?
I'm not trying to. Jeez. Well, first, we're talking about flavors. I don't particularly think that they're good.
Gatorade oyster.
Yeah, that's our new flavor, Gatorade oyster. When you really want to get to working out and
there
banging at the same time.
Get some horny Gatorade.
Gatorade oyster. Oh.
But
some Bonerade.
But, you know, like wine. What else? You know, I mean, that dude, I listen, but that's the thing. Like, you can't, you got to be careful when you eat oysters.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of like sex. You can go and meet some girl and bang her all night, you know, without a condom and everything. And then you don't
you,
know. You may wake up.
I will not do that.
You may wake up with the 8-year flu. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't know what kind of, it's going to be fun as hell, but you don't know what kind of, for every action, there's a reaction.
But wait, how is that like eating oysters?
Because you can eat bad oysters and it tastes good and you're all happy about it. Next thing you know,
you got to be selective about where you, like, don't order them at a place that's right next to like a hardware store.
Or like a reptile place.
Yeah, like
if an oyster approaches you on the street, don't take it.
Yeah. I love
it.
Hey,
honey,
dude,
you want some oysters?
And here's the thing, like, oyster. I don't get sushi when I'm in Oklahoma.
Sexy oyster voice. Right.
Yeah, I don't get, you know what I mean? I don't go to a Chinese restaurant and order hamburgers. You know what I mean?
I feel like raw anything, you should only order that if you're, even if it's not right from the ocean that's right near it, you should only order sushi where you can get sushi that day. Like,
it's
I really,
be fresh.
Yeah, it's gotta
that's
be fresh.
I would tell you this, you should never go to sushi places on a Sunday. Because that's leftover. Nobody delivers fish on Sunday.
Right.
It's during the week
really?
And stuff. Yeah, nobody gets up and goes on Sunday to deliver fish.
Yeah, yeah.
Bad day for sushi.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess.
Good day for chicken wings.
Well, yeah, wings are always good.
Yeah.
Mm.
You eat the
Who's
flats?
Your favorite? I eat them all, but I love the drums better.
You like the drums?
I do.
And my wife loves the flats, so we always get 10 wings, and there's always five, and we split them up, and it's boom.
Good
easy.
For you. Well, that's not. See, my wife and I only like
the
flats.
Perfect
marriage. We only like the flats.
Really? You don't like the drums? Why?
My wife will be the one who'll eat the drums if they come because she'll take one for the team. And it's not like I won't eat a fucking drum.
You can order all flats. It's like
I do.
But there's always 50
more.
Cents more or 50, whatever.
Is it 50?
Yeah. Well, what's that tell you?
Well, let me ask you this. What's
it's
your
a smarter order.
What's your favorite wing place? Let's talk. We got Brews Room. We got Wingstop. We got like all the wing places.
Officially?
Yeah.
That's open right
Hooters.
Now. Winner's Circle, baby, in Lakeland.
Winner's Circle.
Bill Alcock over there at the fucking.
Wow, he's obviously got a room there.
Well, yeah, I'm going to be there in December. And but they have some of the best teriyaki, chippy teriyaki wings.
Nice.
They're soaking with the extra flake of fucking, you know.
Okay.
And even's got like the peanut butter and, you know, dude, he's like, he's
Ooh,
making up shit all the
good.
Time.
Peanut
butter
jelly.
Wing. Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, dude. People
that
we order
sounds
it.
Delicious right yeah. now.
You know what I mean? All the pedophiles coming.
Show is canceled.
Yeah.
We're going for wings.
But, you know, like, I used to go to Brews Room a lot, and,
yeah.
and I ordered teriyaki. My wife likes the, like, the hot with the garlic, like the fresh garlic, crushed garlic on it.
How hot can you go?
So oh,
I want to know. I want to hear
so
like a hot story.
No, well, I can give. So I have to tell you, I'm somewhat of a ringer in this. I opened up, before I met my wife, 35 chicken wing restaurants around the country.
Really?
Yeah. A place called Wing Zone. So they had like 10 restaurants.
Wing Zone. So
yeah.
those are like
they're like
the Hooters of the wings, isn't it? Wing Zone?
No, Wing Zone is that's like Wing Stop, I think.
I think it's something else.
So Wing Zone. Anyway, we opened them up like on mostly near college campus. Anyway, so I have like a lot of. So I'm very, very particular
about your wings.
Yeah, like you gotta double cook them.
Okay.
That's what I say, or floaters they call them. So they gotta because they gotta be cooked all the way through. But I do have a hot story. So when I worked for this company, I worked for the two owners, and they were two young guys, and they were, like, taking this concept from their college campus, and So they were testing new hot sauce. They were getting a nuclear sauce.
Oh, boy.
So we're in there with the sauce makers. So they offer one
I have heartburn already.
Yeah, I had a fart. I got the rumble.
So you know like the little 2 ounce cup that like the blue cheese comes in?
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I poured a little bit in there and I go, how much will you guys give me to so
oh my god.
They gave me each gave me $100.
Okay.
Right. Time I'm a single guy, $200. I'm like cash, it's on the table. I do the shot of 2 ounces of nuclear sauce.
Oh my god.
And it was instant burn where I'm literally shoveling blue cheese in my mouth. But here's the kicker. It is as bad as they say, because for 2 weeks,
yeah,
I was shitting fire.
Yeah,
fire.
Yeah.
But it was crazy. I mean, like, literally, as soon as I swigged it.
They called them dragon
back
ass.
Back here, started to sweat like the back of your head. I'm like, oh, I didn't even know like perspiration came from there.
You got sweat coming out of your fucking eyeballs.
But it was, when I say instant, like, I took it, it went down, and it was burning. Like, you felt like you were burning from the inside. Yeah. So I can deal with hot, but. Yeah, too hot doesn't. I think too hot ruins flavor.
My wife being, you know, she loves hot sauce on everything.
Okay.
And, you know, then we go to like Thai restaurants, you know, she'd be like, you know, I'd like the chicken, you know, the red curry.
But super hot.
You're hot. And the guy, oh, yeah, you sure? My wife looks and I'm like, you fucking put, you know, I mean, she looks, she gives him a look like, give me the, you know what I mean?
She goes, that's a pebble. Yeah, you give me sauce. Yeah.
I tell you what, I'll give you the hot sauce if you can snatch it.
This pebble. Oh.
Okay, I get you hot sauce. You know what I mean?
It's
funny when they kind of look at her, and I'm the guy. I'll sit there and go, dude, get her the fucking. You know what I mean? Like I'm the one who says, yeah, get her the hottest shit you got, man.
So is that less racist? Because if your wife was in the restaurant and I was the waiter, and your wife said I want Thai hot, I would go okay, but I would go okay because
you don't like anything spicy.
No. You're missing the point. I'm saying, no, I love spicy.
Like
I would not
would
question your
she
wife.
Hot.
She knows what she's doing. I might question, say, my wife.
Yeah.
Who's very white and blonde. I might go, are you sure? Yeah. But that, you know.
Yeah, that's why I laugh, because I'm
right,
like
yeah,
you know,
she's good. She's
just get her what she asked for, there, dopey. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm like mild sauce, please.
Yeah, I like the medium.
I can do a medium or a hot.
But that's the thing.
I don't
mind it. I'm not all about the hot thing. I don't need to sit there and feel my lips tingling.
I don't understand why you want to kill your taste buds.
This weekend at my mother-in-law's house, we were eating what's called katil.
Okay,
right? It's a Cambodian like soup.
Okay.
With beef. Like, dude, I saw
soup.
Dude. It's just the freshest, thinly sliced meats and with like rice noodle and my wife caked like that shit, dude. She's eating and I'm looking over at her. She looks like she's running the Boston Marathon. She's fucking sweating and she's
was yours that hot?
Yeah, man.
Yours was too?
No.
Okay.
They put hot sauce in it, right? And
she
sriracha.
She proved to her father she good.
Dude, she was like,
I can't do it.
Dude, I'm like, why would you go through that?
I don't understand I did that for $200, so, and I could use the cash. But no, but I don't understand the point of eating food that you can't taste.
I think it's just a habit. I think it's a habit. Like, everything, she has to have it, and it's like, it's not eating. If it's not, by the way, fellow Asian, Robert Chen says, Dougie Almeida gets a pass on being racist against Asians. His wife is Asian. Well, thanks, Robert, for spelling that out. Robert is Chinese, or what are you, Okinawan? No.
What are you, one of those. He's one of those.
No, what is
those I ones?
She dummy. Anyway, we were talking about flavors.
Yes,
I
shall blast.
Yeah. So what is that concoction you're
drinking?
What's its flavor?
Like, it's tea. It's passion fruit tea, iced tea. But it has very low calories.
Does
and it? A lot of caffeine, yes.
Is it sweet, though?
It is. Would you like to try it?
No, I don't know if I want to try it.
But
why?
It's like naturally sweetened. There's no sugar added, right? It's just the fruit
I'd
mixed with the water.
I'd be honored. I sipped on that
I'm going to go back. Do you ever, I remember, I can bring, it brings
I'm
me,
baptizing
it
him
brings,
right now.
It brings me back to, I remember honored. One time after soccer, we were all playing soccer one day and shit. Taiwanese. Thank you, Robert Chen. He's Taiwanese.
No, he's one of those.
One of those Chinese ones. I'm fucking with you, dude. So, what's up, Mike Blitz? So, yeah. So we all got done playing soccer and stuff like that. And this one, I'm trying to remember who it was, but he, you know, you get those like jugs of like orange juice, or like lime juice, whatever, you know, and your fruit punch. And the guy takes a big swig, and then spits it all right back into the thing. And I'm like, anybody else want? I'm like, dude, fucking asshole. We're all thirsty as shit. We all pitched in 40 cents to get a fucking gallon. All right.
Ugh, gross. Let's see. Does hey, Dougie, he likes it.
Not too sweet. No. Subtle taste.
All right.
Elton, right? Good. It's got passion fruit.
You going to go this side?
No, I'm all right.
Come on.
Oh, all of a sudden, I want to hear a Barry Manilow album. Her name was Lola.
Oh, because it's a juice.
She loved the passion fruit. Okay. Is he Barry? He is?
Barry Manilow. Yeah.
He finally came out and being gay, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. What, did he just announce that a few years ago?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. That was important.
Barry Manilow. Blowing a man today.
All right. So,
I don't think we've talked about it. This is good, though, right?
I'll give you an example. Like, we go to BJ's Brewery. I've talked about it yesterday, which is in Coral Springs. Again, they got a wide menu of food.
I was there recently, too.
Yeah?
The menu's
too
big.
It's too
much.
Big.
It's too much.
It is a novel. This
too
thing
much.
Is, you nah. don't know what to pick.
It's not as big as a Cheesecake Factory
yeah,
yet.
But Cheesecake
no, that's
Factory,
ridiculous
you know.
As well.
Yeah, but you know Cheesecake Factory. You've been good. This is like it's new down here. I met my wife. It's too much for me. It's
but
too
yeah,
much.
But let me tell you something. Let me explain.
How can
much.
You have consistency with that?
Well,
many
I don't even
care.
Well, here let me
too
tell you.
Too many options.
Here's where it's
so
fun. Here's where if you're gonna go there, look, I go there. I usually get this one like the healthy one that's called the chicken barraca, which is like the grilled chicken with the bean and the yolk. It's a good dish. And then they got the chicken that has it's like a chicken Gordon Bleu with ham, and that's an awesome sandwich. And they have a turkey. Like, they got flatbread pizza. They got all, you know, so what, you can go there. Now, I'm talking about beers. They have all these different brews. But then they got this foo-foo beer, this cider beer, which is like a berry. And sometimes I get there. I'm thirsty. I want to drink something maybe alcoholic, right?
Refreshing.
Yeah, more refreshing than drinking a beer. So it's not a bad, you know,
you
choice.
Don't be constrained. If you want foo-foo, who cares?
But
if you want a foo-foo beer, drink your foo-foo beer. Why do you care what is going to get Dougie drunk?
You think I'm not saying I care.
All
right. I'm just saying I drink it. That's why I'll get there. I don't sit there and like look around and see it, but I'll like sip it like I'm hiding. What are you drinking? Nothing. Mind your own business.
Right. I don't like that place.
You don't like it?
Again, the menu was just ridiculous. We sat there.
You hear me mumbling the whole time?
Listen, we had to have her come back at least 5 times because we didn't know what.
And also, look, my wife can't decide on nothing. She is not a decision maker. And in her office, she is. Don't ask her where she wants to go to dinner. Do not ask her what she wants to eat.
Well, is your wife one of these women that you have to basically just go ahead and do it? Otherwise, you know, it's like, yeah, I don't know.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And it's too much. It's too much. I don't know another way to say it. I'm sorry. I'm sure BJ's is a fine restaurant. It's too chaotic for me. I can't do it.
It's much different than the menu like a Houston's where you go and there's a board you look at basically.
Great. There's like 6 choices of Houston's.
Yeah.
I love that one.
I did like what I ate though.
Yeah.
I can't lie. I had root beer glazed ribs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like 5 ribs and some like sriracha coleslaw, which I didn't eat by the way.
I'm not a
sriracha fan.
Why coleslaw's great. Coleslaw's great. It goes with ribs. Why do you have to fuck with coleslaw?
Yeah.
You would have enjoyed the coleslaw. Why
absolutely.
Is everybody going to fuck with everything?
It was like sriracha coleslaw.
I'm
I was
really
like, yeah, I'm not
too much.
They're putting sriracha with everything.
Yeah, come on.
Sriracha's everywhere.
It tastes pretty good, though.
Come on.
I'm just saying, dude.
Sriracha
you know?
Cake.
Yeah.
What do you want for dessert?
Yeah. Sriracha ice cream pop.
I guarantee you it exists.
That's probably.
Everything you can think
I don't
of.
Like
sriracha
when they,
in it.
But here's what I don't like. I don't like when they bring that out to you. And they bring it out as, you know, the meal on your coleslaw and it's sriracha slaw and he didn't say this is sriracha slaw when they tell you like, oh, this is how we do it here. That's not coleslaw is done. It's a thing. It's already done.
Yeah.
You can say like we serve coleslaw and then we change it to something else. But you have to tell people that. You can't just bring them that and go, that's how we do it. That's horseshit.
Well, don't you be a little overcritical, man. And we're talking about coleslaw. For
coleslaw
God's
is done. He would have eaten his coleslaw last night.
Just to clarify, it was on the menu. It did say sriracha coleslaw. They let you know. It wasn't like, surprise.
They didn't say that we made the coleslaw. They didn't say we ordered it from the Restaurant Depot. You know what I mean? It's all understood.
It's fine coleslaw.
Right.
He's a coleslaw club of America. He's the president.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's really fucking.
He's like really advocating for this coleslaw.
I mean,
for coleslaw, people.
I've never seen somebody get so worked up over coleslaw.
CS coleslaw.
But, dude, everything I've ever. No, I will say, on Sunday, though, or the other night we went there, I had a one of their flat pizzas, you know, the real thin one ever. Cool. And I asked for extra sauce, meatball, and red onion. And the middle was so thin, and there was so, I don't know if they put too much, what they did, but the middle was almost like just goop.
Yeah.
Oh, and then they refired it. I said, listen, this is just goop, you know, and they're like, all right. So they took it back and they let's refire it. When it came back, there was like half of it. Like they probably just threw that shit away because it, and I even told my wife, I go, honey, look at this. It's like they sent back half what I put. You know what I mean? And it's cooked more.
Pizza.
And she's like, oh, no, it's different. Like, she doesn't want me to eat the pizza. She's like, you fat fuck. But, you know, I knew, dude. I know portions.
There was less there.
There was less. And I'm not saying, she goes, you think somebody eat it? And I go, see, that's your presumption. That's why you're judging what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Right? You're judging, you're thinking I'm saying this because you think that I think somebody ate it.
I
don't think somebody fucking ate it.
It fell through the grate. I think they were just like, cut the one in half. Yeah.
Cut it there.
Yeah. And they try to
cook it back up. We're losing it! We're losing it!
Trying not to scream into the fucking mic there.
I know, but it needed to scream.
It's hanging on by like a fucking one piece of cheese.
Cut it!
But I thought they'd probably try to refire it. It turned into a fucking glob of just fried cheese.
The middle did.
In
the restaurant
so
business
what,
my
so
life.
So what happened? Yeah. Well, how did this...
Well, I ate what I ate. I probably better off for that. Okay. And, but I knew it. Now, here's the thing. They have this app and everything that's pretty good about beads. You can pay right on your phone. It's pretty cool. And but that was the first time I was disappointed. So guess what? I'm not going to go back for a little while. I'm
going to
try some other place. You know it's a good fucking place for sandwiches. Wings Plus. Talk about Wings Place in Coral Springs. Wings Plus, they have a Cuban sandwich that's awesome. They have a turkey fucking Reuben. We're talking about flavors. Turkey Reuben is a sandwich, buddy.
Talking about Wings Plus right there on Sample?
Yeah, right there in Sample Road.
That
man.
Place Wings has always Plus. Been yep. great. You get a big thing of curly fries, wings.
And there's a mountain of meat in
their
that
wings
sandwich.
Are great.
The curly fry is a very underrated fry. When it's cooked,
I like a curly
when
fry.
When it's cooked a little bit well done, so there's some crunch to it when you can break it.
Crispy.
It's an underrated fry.
Nothing better to fucking dip into some ketchup than a curly fry that's a little overcooked. Because it pulls that ketchup up and you can crunch it as you eat it.
How do you feel about the honey mustard with the
fry?
I'm a huge honey mustard guy.
I got into the fat fuck move of putting mayonnaise and ketchup together.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Pink sauce.
Yeah, the pink sauce. Yeah,
I'm a ranch person.
Yeah.
I like ranch. You ever dip your fries in that?
Yeah. But
that's good stuff.
Yeah, but dipping your fries in mayonnaise, that's like apparently a big thing in like Germany and Europe.
Yeah, that's a Frenchy thing.
It's fucking good. It's fucking good.
All right. So that was
we've talked about food and flavors.
Well,
I'm hungry as fuck.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. In order to develop a taste and that kind of you have to develop a palate. It takes years.
Of course.
So for you to say that you like things and not like things, sometimes it takes years of you're taking it in, understanding who you are, right?
Yeah. But some things that you have to eat, like, I didn't like hot food or spicy food for a long time.
Right.
And then I slowly started introducing it to my diet, and now I love spicy food.
Right. How about coffee is the best example. When you were a kid,
I've been drinking
coffee.
That since I was a kid. I love
coffee. Really?
So
I
would call
Puerto
Rican.
Yeah, sure, never mind.
And that's part of, it's
but
part
also,
of the breast
but
milk.
But I've also eaten broccoli since I was a kid and loved it.
You know what I mean?
That's like me, spinach. My mother used to make spinach pie. Like used to be with egg and stuff, and make a pie out of it, and I would eat the shit out of some spinach.
That's why I try. I have an 11-year-old, and I'm always telling him, I'm like, no, you don't know if you don't like it. Don't say I don't like that. You haven't tried it 50 times. He's getting better.
Like broccoli. I started eating broccoli. You know. But my point was, in order to develop a palate and something like you have this is what I'm fond of.
Yeah.
These are the things I like and the things I don't like. As we close into the before we get into our next segment of the show. One of the things I thought was an odd story, and this isn't straight from the headlines. This is just something in our society that I thought was weird.
Uh-huh.
9-year-old commits suicide after coming out as gay to his classmates. So there's obviously, this is a headline, you read it. There's a few things in the headline that you're like, wow, first of all, a 9-year-old.
Knowing he's gay.
Already knowing that he's gay. You know, the parents, and then you see the video, and the parents, the mother has got like fucking, her hair is the same color as his drink, you know, pink and shit, you know, and you're thinking, oh, you know, and then he commits suicide because he's bullied, you know what I mean, at that age. Do you think, first question is, do you think a 9-year-old will know their sexuality or really be in tune with it?
Yes.
They can.
Absolutely.
They could,
why not?
Or they could. My son got like that. He likes girls and in more than just like his.
Like what age? Like what age you start seeing that interest?
Like, for with him, 7, 8, where he would like to be. But
what grade are you in? Ninth, seventh, eighth? When you're 7 and 8 year old,
second grade.
You're in second grade. Okay.
But so here's what's weird to me. Obviously, a lot depends on where you are. You know what your peers are, what your group is. But I know that at that age, the kids were super fine with, oh, this one has two mommies and this one has two daddies. I mean, it was, the kids were not, the fact that at that age they're getting bullied, that's really because, I mean, there's nothing, there's literally nothing they're doing in school with the kids that age, right, that doesn't involve, like, almost too much. Everybody's the same and everybody's accepted and everybody's, so that part is weird. There had to be more to that. You know what I mean? I'm not, I don't, you know, obviously, there's a, we don't
know.
You're
saying that based on this child's surroundings, it made him gayer at a younger age?
Oh my God, no.
That's what it sounded like
you're
saying.
Holy shit, we are on total. No. I'm shocked at the level of bullying being bad enough at that age, knowing the way kids are nowadays at that age.
In second grade.
It feels like there's something more that was causing this kid strife than bullying being the cause. Oh, no, we're totally on we were on the wrong wavelength. No, I'm saying I know what kids are acting like at that age and how they're accepting of anything nowadays. My son's only 11, so this is a few years ago.
Jamel Miles just started fourth grade on Monday and was eager to open up to his peers after coming out as gay to his mom over the summer. And he looked so scared when he told me, she said, "Mom, I'm gay." And I thought he was playing, so I looked back because I was driving, and he was all curled up, so scared, and I said, "I love you. I still love you, yes, like anybody should." Hoping to get the same support from his peers, Jamal went to school ready to share what was going on in his life. And here's some advice. Here's some advice to parents. Not that I ever had children. I was a stepfather, okay? But I fucking coached kids in martial arts, and I've mentored kids as big brother and everything for Boys Clubs of America. So here's my advice. If my child comes out to me and it says, "I'm gay at the age of fucking 9 years old and is about to go start school," I'd say, "Look, honey, first of all, this is something for you. That's part of you, who you are. And you don't need to tell people that just as much. You don't need to tell people what your favorite color is. You don't really need to go out there and tell people what your favorite movie is. You know, if asked, you know what I mean? Share. Don't be scared to share, honey. But, you know, these are things, you know, let people figure you out. Let people get to know you instead of you throwing yourself onto the society. So let's, you know, that as a parent, that might be some good advice. You know, to let this kid go slinging around, you know, his middle school. That he's, "Hey, I'm gay, everybody. I'm gay." You know? And I'm not, she's actually blaming the parents of the kids that bullied him. She wants them to be responsible for the actions of those 9 year olds. You know?
No.
And that's what happens in the story. She wants some sort of, you know, some sort of reward to the fact of the parents. You can't, listen.
You don't commit suicide from one day saying, telling your mom you're gay, telling you that she accepts you, going to school, and the kid's going,
more to the story, huh?
Well, there is. That's not, you don't just go, okay, and then, there is more to the story. It's impossible to.
It says here it's unclear what conversations she had with her son about coming out to his classmates. But Greenberg urges parents, encourage the kids to talk. But listen, my advice is that's a great conversation with you and your son. That's a fantastic conversation.
Your kid should not be sexual
at 9 years old.
At 9 years old. So not that.
That's the first thing I thought. If my kid started, "Hey, listen, why have you been banging both? You been having sex with men and boys, and now for your little boys and girls, now you figured out which one you like best?"
But even when my son would go, "Oh," we'd watch a TV show and go, that girl's vavavumi.
Yeah.
I would, you have the talk of, that's okay when you're hanging out with daddy, but you don't go to school and go vavavumi to people. You do need, there's a responsibility in parenting.
Right? Learn, you're going to have kids?
There's a responsibility in parenting.
Yeah. Take some notes, man.
To listen, I'm not saying I'm doing it right, but there
But there's a level of responsibility here. Yes. I haven't had a parent, but common sense and other people say you don't have any kids. Well, listen, there's a level of common sense and things you would like to, I'm thinking of a 9-year old. I'm thinking about other 9-year olds and things they're thinking about. And, I know at that age, at second, third grade, if I was chasing girls, I knew I liked girls and stuff, but I didn't have to go to my parents and go, Mom, Dad, I'm I like girls. You know what I mean? I just did what the fuck I was
going
to do.
There's just more going on. You're not even, there's too much going on there for that to be. I told Elgin that I'm gay, and then I come tell Dougie. Dougie makes fun of me, and I go commit suicide. That's not how the brain works.
Right.
It's just, there's more to that story.
Yeah, but you understand, this is a child's brain. A 9-year-old child who's seeking approval from a world is so small. His classroom is all he knows. He comes out to everyone he knows. The world is so small for a kid.
I know. I know what you're saying, and I'm just...
So he comes out to these, 22 kids in his classroom? So that's his world.
I think what he said. I think what Danny's saying, to be honest with you, I know what you're saying. Here's what I think. I think, A, if he came out and gay and it was being bullied all year and this, and it was a Kennedy fun. And like you said, here's a kid that, he made this big decision of coming out and telling his mom this. And then going out to his friends and everything, and then to do this, what else was there? What else was wrong with this kid? Yeah.
And the fact that he doesn't realize that there's a whole community and world out there that is accepting of who you are. What? But for him,
he's trying to be accepted. So important. Like, look at his mom has pink hair.
There's some parental
sake.
Responsibility. So as a parent of a child who is around that age, there are things that my son will tell me that I'll say, hey, listen. That's okay, and that's great, and you talk to daddy about that kind of stuff, and we communicate about anything, but there's things that you just
don't go to school.
They're not appropriate for 11.
Yeah.
So at 9 years old, I would have said to my son, that's okay, and that's great. It's just not appropriate to be discussed at school.
Yeah, don't rely on, don't think those kids, and I would have strongly told my son to say, look,
so that's
keep
I'm
that,
saying.
Let's talk that with us, let's, glad you share, let's.
Right.
Be that. It's great to be that, but there's no reason, like I said, to tell everybody you see that you like chocolate or vanilla or, whatever's your favorite color, or you want to be an astronaut.
Listen, it's horrifying. The kid ended up killing himself.
Well,
horrifying.
It's terrible.
That's the word.
Horrifying.
Terrible.
But there's something. There's more going on.
It's more going on.
All right.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from here and around the world and make fun of them.
Make fun of them, them.
That's right.
Them,
speaking them. Of that, tomorrow morning, I'm going to be at the Paul Castronovo show with Jimmy Schubert. I don't know how much airtime I'm going to get. I'm probably going to be sitting in the back, to be honest with you. But
here's your coffee, Jim.
Yeah, here you go. Can I get you some heat, buddy? But he will be here tomorrow. Sitting in with me around 5 o'clock. So,
nice.
That's awesome.
You guys stay tuned for that tomorrow.
A
Jimmy
bonus
Schubert here,
a bonus,
and he's going to be at Tavolino's tomorrow night, which, by the way, may be sold out by now. But if you haven't gotten your tickets, Hiram is on just on here. But what's up, man? Did you get? He reserved the seats. Good for you. Here's our first story of the day: Florida man attempts to rob Krispy Kreme, and demands money and donuts.
Wow.
Those are some good-ass donuts.
He saw that hot and ready sign. He's like...
He had one of those pens that we have here.
A Tallahassee, Florida man demanded more than just cash when he allegedly attempted to rob a Krispy Kreme in Gainesville on Florida.
Those donuts are good.
On Friday, according to police, he also asked for some donuts. The suspected robber, identified as Suwatu Wright, 45, allegedly tried to rob the donut shop around 1:20 a.m. on Friday, demanding 10... Tens, twenties, and some donuts.
Did he ask for just all the regular glaze? Because those are, when the hot sign first goes on.
Yeah, Krispy Kreme is no.
You can get his fingerprints. Just here, you give him one.
Exactly. You can have a bite. You can have a bite. And no, then you hold the
here,
bite
with
back.
This one. Oh, not that one. That one fell on the floor. I'll take this one back. The suspect, and employees told officers, the Gainesville Police Department, according to the news. She was shocked and didn't respond, and then the robber repeated the same demand. The clerk summoned another employee, and the robber made the same demands again. Hold on a second.
This is a video.
Can you help me with this, Susan?
This motherfucker wants 20s and donuts.
I don't know if I... He's 10s, 20s,
am I
and donuts.
Am I hearing him right? Yeah.
Is he robbing us of donuts?
Two clerks then called their male colleague, who was in the back of the donut shop.
This guy clearly wasn't threatening. They're calling everybody over.
When Wright made his demands, when the mail clerk arrived, he told Wright to leave. Wright left, but was found by police walking south of Krispy Kreme and was arrested shortly after for not stealing donuts.
I was just going to say, is it wrong to walk in and go, give me your 10s and 20s and your donuts? People don't have to do it. Right. If I walked in here tonight and said, hey guys, take your wallets out and give me your 10s and 20s, you're going to say no.
Yeah, but
if I just leave,
it's an attempted robbery.
But you might as well, if you're going to rob McDonald's, you might as well get a Happy Meal real quick.
Right?
I honestly respect the guy more for the donut thing than
give
anything.
Give me the money, and I want a Big Mac.
Right.
Yeah. I'm hungry.
Exactly.
If I'm going to jail, if I get caught, I might as well get something to eat.
Yeah. It's like robbing a bank and asking for the pens.
Wait, can
I have some of these pens behind the teller window?
There's a script there, like the guy robs the McDonald's, but he wants the burger like specially made, so it takes him a while to get it. He's like, you know, they're talking as he walks.
I want all the money to cash registers, and I want a Big Mac with cheese. I want it my way, and I want no pickles.
No pickles.
And
so that's a special order.
All right, yeah, go ahead and make it.
All right, we'll wait.
Can you put some mushrooms? I'll wait right here, man, with all my money.
Hey, while you're cooking, can you make those fries extra crispy?
Here's a story. Doctor used yoga ball filled with gas to kill wife, daughter, and his daughter, the news
what?
Says. An anesthesiologist used a yoga ball filled with carbon monoxide to kill his wife.
Wow. Motherfuckers are creative.
That's like some CSI episode type that shit. He was watching Criminal Minds.
Well, this happened in Hong Kong.
Oh.
Ka Kim Soon allegedly left the exercise ball filled with the gas in a locked car with the two women, where it slowly leaked carbon monoxide and killed his wife and 16-year-old daughter.
Oh, see, it gets. I don't like it.
What an asshole.
I don't like it when he's got to kill the kid.
He should have did it to himself.
An autopsy determined the doctor's wife and daughter died from carbon monoxide poisoning. And being married and have a father who's an asshole.
Right. No, they died from an asshole, not from carbon monoxide poisoning.
Wow.
While investigating, police discovered a deflated yoga ball in the car near where the two bodies were found. And somebody went, ooh, let's look at that.
Let's look at that.
Ka, who was an associate professor at the Chinese University of Hong Kong, allegedly killed his wife because he was having an affair with a student.
Wow.
And his wife would not divorce him.
Wow.
You won't leave me? Okay. I start doing yoga.
Go sit in car.
You start pebble, I leave you.
Yeah. Tell you why. I leave them. I got my yoga ball in the back of the car. Don't worry about it.
Why do you people...
Come pick me up from work.
Why do
just
people...
wait outside. I'll be bring that yoga ball from the garage.
Hey, do me a favor. Bring my yoga ball.
I'm here sitting for 25 minutes. Just wait five more minutes.
5 more minutes.
Wait outside.
5 minutes.
I'll be out in a minute.
What's with
I'm helping a student.
What is with the thing about all these husbands are killing their wives and their kids to bang younger? Like, there was that other one.
People just don't know how to break up. That's, you know, there's a lot of people just don't
crazy,
end their relationship.
Though.
It's easier to kill somebody than it is to end a relationship nowadays.
That's ridiculous.
This is society. Like, listen, I can't tell this bitch how to get out of my fucking house, so I'm going to put this elaborate plan together to fucking kill her.
By the way, that will tell you how crazy women actually are. Guys are like, I'm not breaking up with this bitch. She's fucking crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to kill her.
I'm going to get her first.
I'm going to kill her. Sorry, honey.
Witnesses reportedly saw Ka filling exercise balls with carbon monoxide. The professor told colleagues he was using the gas to kill rabbits.
Yeah,
so
he got caught doing it.
What a dumb...
I kill rabbit. They come in my yard. I make them go on.
You know, the funny thing, he tried so many different containers. Balloons, condoms, footballs, basketballs.
Like,
they were like,
what leak fastest?
Oh, my daughter plays soccer now. And then next week it didn't work, so he's like, oh, she a basketball star now. Like, every week it's to try something different.
God damn it, she want to play tennis. I can't put enough in that.
It's her birthday again. Balloons this time. They're just like dragging because it's...
Oh, man.
Dragging the fucking balloons.
We can do that skit right after the McDonald's skit.
Oh,
this is actually, what is wrong with this? Is a doctor that's an educator.
Yeah.
How do you not know you're going to get caught? Everybody gets caught.
Well, sometimes too much intelligence is not good either.
Yeah. I guess so.
A Tennessee man arrested after throwing biscuit really hard at ex-girlfriend's face. A Tennessee man decided he found better use for a biscuit when he decided to lunge it at his former girlfriend. Jeffrey Tomerlin, 45, was arrested on Monday after he allegedly threw a biscuit really hard, at his ex-girlfriend's face. Tomlin flew into a rage on Sunday night when he spotted his former fling with her new boyfriend.
Oh, they're already broken up?
Yep, in a car in South Nashville. Mm. That is a weird experience when you the first time you see your ex-girlfriend with somebody else.
He's like, that was my biscuit. I should be eating that biscuit.
Meanwhile, the Asian.
God damn it, I ain't getting no biscuit.
And he's like, you want a biscuit, motherfucker? Bang.
Meanwhile, the Asian doctor's like, oh, you should cure her.
Yeah.
You should cure her.
You want to borrow one of my balls?
I got an exercise ball and call and take care of all your problems.
Hey, I got a biscuit full of helium. Oh, fuck, a cup of try uranium.
This. Try this.
It's a dirty biscuit. He reportedly charged at the vehicle and began punching the hood of the car and telling the couple he would kill them. He also yelled racial slurs. That's interesting. Police arrived at the scene where Tomlin continued to bang his head while sitting inside the police cruiser. He was taken to the hospital before being booked into jail on charges of being a douchebag.
I love when they start banging their own head. So I'll be like, look, dude, you're...
Like, hey, listen, if I got a hot plate of food, the last thing I'm going to throw is the biscuit.
I know.
I'm going to throw
you like biscuits?
The gravy or the green beans.
Hmm. Throw the green beans. You could poke them out and
throw the mashed potatoes. Don't get rid
mashed
of the potato. Biscuit.
Right, mashed potatoes are going to hit and burn. It's going to stick and burn.
The gravy will burn.
The gravy will burn more. And a biscuit.
It's a mess. If anything, it's at least a mess.
Yeah.
Right?
And the biscuit is, I mean.
Now let me ask you a question. Obviously, you got mad. Like, wouldn't it be better to be cooler?
Yes.
Like, I always thought if I ever saw an ex-girlfriend with another dude, I would be, like, really cool. Like,
you have to be cool. You know, like, you're on top of the world.
How you guys doing?
Yeah.
Even cooler.
She sees
you
doing
good.
You
got the, sup.
Yeah.
Sup.
That happened to me before.
I've been out.
Oh, of course.
Dude, I've been out, and an ex-girlfriend, some girl I broke up with, showed up and was at a club, and I was with my friend who's hot. We're just friends. And I came up there. I said, I told her what happened. She goes, and she played it up.
Yeah.
And we're at this club. we're at this club, and she's hot. And this girl, she was a dancer. So she's got her arms all over me, and this little girl comes walking by and sees me, like, you know, perfect. Just, it couldn't have been, you know what I mean? Just, she comes walking up, and that face, oh, she looked at me, and then she hit me in the face with a biscuit.
Tommy. Hopefully the one you, the good
this
one.
This is my Shoney's.
And I ate it.
Remember this biscuit, Dougie?
It's a weird feeling.
Yeah, but I agree. Why would you throw the biscuit?
You never throw the biscuit or the cornbread. That's the good stuff.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
What's your favorite? You ever have a Popeye's biscuit?
My favorite, best fast food biscuits, it's either Popeye's or Bojangles.
Okay.
Bojangles is pretty sweet.
Well, where's Bojangles? Popeyes.
I was in North Carolina last weekend. It was pretty fucking good.
Yeah, not too far where you get wheat. All right, story. California man had 800 pounds of stolen lemons. Somebody's stealing donuts.
Hey.
And now people are like, hey, you know what? Forget banks. You know, forget check cashing places. You know, listen, if you ever have to get a check cash, you better fucking be, when you're outside a check cashing store, more people get shot outside a check cashing store.
It's the worst spot in any
neighborhood. You don't want to be hanging out by a check cashing store.
Can we guess what the guy does for a living? Does it get into that? Because, I mean, what would entice you to steal 800 pounds of lemons?
Like, maybe he has maybe somebody who knows a guy who stole 3,000 tons of tuna fish.
Right. Like, are they, like,
you know what I mean? Like, or fucking, like, or shrimp, you know?
Someone's like, inside one of these lemons is $1 million.
No, like, did somebody go steal a whole shitload of sugar packets?
Right.
And they're going to make it, like, the world's greatest lemonade stand?
In Thermal, California, talk about driving a lemon. Authorities say a man has been arrested in Southern California after deputies found about 800 pounds of stolen lemons inside his car. Riverside County Sheriff's Office said 69-year-old Dionisio Fioris.
Guilty.
That was my father's name, it was Dionisio. Dionisio Fioris was arrested Friday and booked on a charge of theft of agricultural products.
Is that an actual distinction?
Yes.
How about he stole my truck? Did he steal the truck they were in?
No, he had him in his car.
What?
Deputies were investigating recent
lowrider
farm thefts when they stopped Fioris' car in the Thermal on Friday morning. Inside his car, deputies say they found several large bags of freshly picked lemons. They say they were stolen from a nearby farm. telephone number for Ferris could not be located in public records because he probably lives under a tree.
Is there a black market for lemons?
One time we caught people like trying to steal our coconuts out back, that big coconut tree we had, palm tree with the big coconuts. Fucking, there was people like coming in, like I saw them walking, and then there was somebody knocked at the door and said, "Hey, you guys, can we get those coconuts?"
Like,
I said, "Well,
no,
whoever the fuck was just walking through my backyard should have asked first. Get the fuck, you know, go off my property." But
no, motherfucker, you can't have my coconuts.
Like the mango trees and stuff, you know?
Oh, people get so mad about that if you reach over their fence and steal their avocados or their mangoes.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. That.
But if it falls over the fence, it's fair game.
It's on the ground, finders keepers.
Fair game.
Yes. All right.
But if somebody was leaning into my backyard to steal shit off my tree, I'd be like, "Hey, man. Like, seriously.
He's fucking sitting back there
like,
on your chaise lounge eating it.
Like, what are you doing?" That's mine.
Swimming in your pool. Yeah.
That's clearly
eating
mine.
An avocado. He's making guacamole in your backyard.
Did I miss a memo? That's mine, right?
Is there an open house sign out front?
Well, he's back there making the guacamole, and he's like, "Where's my cousin with the lemons? We got to fucking make this stuff." That's
crazy, man. I don't know.
Don't you put lemons in it? Or lime? You put lime.
An avocado?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love making fresh guac.
I love guac.
I love it. My son loves guac.
Guac's everywhere now.
Guac.
Even Subway has like nasty ass guac in a plastic bag.
I heard a comedian do a joke that Subway's like, I'm going to fuck it up, but he's like,
uh-oh.
It's like Subway's like the girl at 2 a.m. You don't really want to eat it. No, it's not going to be that good, but you're hungry and you can't say no.
Mm-hmm. It's like that pizza I ate the other night at PJ's.
Right.
I knew I should have wanted to send it back.
You got robbed, actually. They fucked you out of
that. Yeah, I'm mad about that.
Yeah.
Alabama man fined for touching endangered Hawaiian monk seal.
Guilty.
I was a little guilty of that this morning myself. Hawaii.
This is forbidden.
That's what my wife. Dougie's wife calls her.
That's what I call my dick, the endangered Hawaiian monk seal. An Alabama
so endangered,
man,
nobody touches it.
An Alabama man was fined $1,500 for touching Hawaiian monk seal, as well as harassing a sea turtle in Kauai.
Hey, motherfucker.
He's sitting there going, "Well, look at you, you motherfucker. You look like shit, bitch.
You're slow, bitch."
You know what's funny?
Look at your slow-ass moving sea turtle, motherfucker.
When you're saying a seal, a monk seal, I'm thinking like some monks in a temple and there's like a seal and he like touched it to try to like activate it. Whoa! Like in the movie, you know, and get some super. So I'm thinking like a fucking seal.
You got to stop reading
now
comic
I'm thinking
books.
It's it's a fucking animal.
Eldon's like,
but that's where my
Tomb
mind
Raider.
Goes. I'm like sci-fi fucking nerdy dude. Anyway, Tomb Raider shit, right?
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, said the Alabama resident who was vacationing in Kauai last year agreed to pay the fine. NOAA's office and law enforcement in Hawaii used the man's social media accounts to track down his home address. The Alabama man in the video is posted on Instagram with the hashtag monk seals.
Meanwhile, it's him slapping his
walks up.
Right?
He walks
Alabama.
He walks up to a sleeping monk seal on Poipu Beach. Poipu Beach at night and strokes it with his hand, much like I did this morning.
Yeah, sure he did.
Dougie, this is your story.
Yes.
Dougie was telling us
he
the
was
story.
Stroking his monk seal.
I was stroking my monk seal this morning.
That's a whole new euphemism.
Wow.
I like it.
The startled seal
TM
quickly turns toward him, much like mine did, and runs away. Unlike
mine.
It didn't get very far. The man panned his camera to the sign. From NOAA urging beachgoers to maintain a safe distance from the wildlife. You can't go out. The people want to, like these people that go to these natural parks and get out of the car to get a better, closer look of the lions.
Remember the guy last week who was yelling at the bison?
Yeah, like, in the middle of the street.
Stop it. Stop.
Those people, you want to just see the bison, run them off. Like put the fucking horns in him and just throw him off the cliff.
I would have liked this seal to be like some kind of deadly seal, like it whip its fucking tail around.
Yeah.
Knock that fucker off.
You can't be fucking with these animals. Like that, remember that guy who was fucking with the bison in the middle of the
street?
That's
what we're talking
about. You gotta fucking, what are you doing?
Leave them the fuck alone.
That's a big animal. You see the people get gored by the bulls and shit? What are you doing? Right. You're asking for it.
Being from our family from Spain, I saw many bullfighters get gored.
I am always 100% rooting for the bull.
Yeah. 100%. I root for the bull all the time.
Yeah, I feel bad for it. His nuts are tied up to his chest.
Yeah, they cut the rope.
No wonder he's jumping around and mad.
Yeah. Tie my nuts.
I'd be mad too.
Right. Tie my nuts to my
tie
chest.
Your dick to your belly button with a rope around your waist.
And
you're going to be
You see if you can stop me, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like the juggernaut at that point. He's running through everybody.
I am always rooting for the bull.
Yeah.
Fuck those people.
Mm-hmm.
Those poor bulls.
Let's see here. What story I want to do? I want to jump to this one. Okay, here's a story. Man has half his nose cut off and his ears removed because he wants to look like a living skull.
What?
That's commitment. Yeah, you know these freaks that have all over their face? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it. By the way, it's called body modification is what it's called.
And they put, it just reminded me, I was watching Comedy Central, and they did the winning Charlie Sheen roast.
I watched that. That was good.
Winning Charlie Sheen roast. And Jeff Ross, one of the fucking jokes about Mike Tyson was, you spent your whole life fucking people's faces up, and then you did that to yours?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah.
You fucked up your face worse than everybody you fought.
Right.
Man has half his nose cut off and his ears removed because he wants to look like a living skull. Oddly enough, he went to class, and all his students made fun of him, and he killed himself. A man with love.
Callback to a suicide.
Terrible.
Hey,
terrible.
I'm a fucking
suicide
pro.
Suicide callback.
Dark.
I am a pro.
Pew, pew, pew. Suicide callback.
I'm a pro. A man with love of skeletons has cut off his nose.
Oh, good for
so
him.
So he can look like a skull. Ugh. Tattoo artist Kalaka Skull, whose real name is Eric Yainer, Hincapié Ramirez, has spent 2 years undergoing extreme body modifications in his quest to change his face. He has put up with a host of gruesome and painful procedures, including one to remove his lower half of his nose.
Wow. Now
he just could have done a lot of cocaine.
Well, let me just say, how do you blow your nose? What happens when you get a runny nose? It must be uncomfortable. Just like mucus just starts draining down.
When you
your
blow
face.
Your nose, you blow straight out.
Dougie, can you see the Rich Voss poster from there? Because that's what I feel like he's looking at that going, come on.
What?
Like, this is ridiculous. How are we doing this to ourselves?
Oh, well, this kind of stuff?
That's what I'm talking. This is insane.
You know, I mean, some of these people get paid like freak money, right? Because, you know, it's part of this Comic-Con. Some of these people,
what do
you mean? Like I know I went to a couple of tattoo conventions. They have some of these people that have their whole face tattooed with then they got those horrors.
But how much is
there's
that
a thing? You think there's a business or a culture of people who making freak money?
Yeah, I think so. Of course there is.
Like people market themselves as, I'm the horny head guy. I'm the no-nice skull face guy.
Well, this one guy saw one of these tattoo conventions was in a fucking TV show because he looked like that.
Well,
not
for nothing. This guy, probably now you're right, now that he has the modifications done and he's getting stories done about him, he'll probably be able to book himself on events.
He'll be an ex.
As this guy, skull head guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he'll be at a tattoo convention.
Yeah, absolutely.
He definitely don't want to find a date. Kalex Skull 22 was the first person in Colombia to opt to have his nose and ears voluntarily removed, prompting a media storm. Yeah, you think? He has also shaved his entire to reveal hundreds of painful head tattoos and piercings. Didn't finish, I guess, his head. His efforts to transform his appearance and the spooky results started after his mother's death. Aw.
No way he's going to wake up one day and regret this because
he went
completely solid.
I mean,
we all make.
What's
how
his
old
name
is
again?
He? Yeah. How old is this guy?
Oh, yeah, Calica Skull. That's the guy. Whatever.
How old of a man?
20 something years old.
All right. So let me ask you a question.
That's young,
Dougie,
to do all that shit.
Dougie, you are 48?
40, yeah, I'm 50.
Okay, you're 50. I'm 46. Do you
feel
exactly the same level of passion for everything you felt passionate
Hell
about
no.
when you were 26?
No, I'm not.
Wow.
Do you feel passionate about almost anything you felt that passionate about when you were 26?
No.
So I'm just saying at some point this young man, and I feel bad, is going to, statistics tell me that he at some point is going to regret doing all this to himself.
I'm
going to
guess.
And I feel bad. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I don't feel bad. Guess where he goes?
It's not going to make me sleep.
Guess where he goes?
Sleep.
Guess where a guy like this goes?
Where?
Dougie's room.
Wait, but why?
No, this guy ain't helping nobody. This guy's not offering any type of benefit to anybody.
Yeah, but he's not causing any problems.
Yeah, he's scaring people.
I feel bad for him.
What do you mean he's scaring people?
He's scaring people.
You know what? He exists, and that's him.
Oh, I'm just saying.
He's going to live and die, and that'll be his legacy.
I hope he's happy with what he did. I hope he doesn't. But
you're saying he'll regret it.
I'm saying statistically,
right?
He's not going. Okay,
maybe he will. Probably. Maybe.
Okay, let me ask you.
It's a possibility.
There is a possibility. You are 34, right? 35?
You can make another silly example of the obvious?
No. Yeah. Well, he won't let me not make it. So Dougie and I are both 20 years past this guy's age, 20 years around, and we're saying that we don't feel that passionately about anything we felt that passionately about that then. So I'm asking you, is there anything that you feel to that level of changing
humanity? Back to the Future. He likes it just as much as he did when he was a kid.
But are you going to go modify your body to look like...
Look at him.
I have a flux capacitor.
Not only that, he's taking vitamins so he can stay short because he wants to stay at fucking... He wants to stay at his same height as Michael J. Fox.
Actually, that's my trick. I actually went back in time.
You don't think that there's a better than average chance that he's going to wake up one day and go, I don't feel exactly the same way at 52 as I felt then when I did all this to myself, and I probably wish I hadn't done all of this? You don't think that there's a probably pretty good chance that that's going to happen?
It's a possibility.
Here's what I'm going to tell you.
No, it's a possibility that he won't feel like that. That's a small possibility.
Let me give you another real possibility.
You're too nice.
As you can tell, this guy has gone overboard on trying to get to that next level. This guy has opened Pandora's box so many times that he's going to realize there's nothing left. He's going to fall into a deep, dark chasm of fucking depression, and he'll probably end up jumping off a bridge. And he'll realize he'll never be satisfied in searching for some sort of attention until he basically is gone. So, much like that story. Here's our last story of the day.
Really positive words to send him off.
Fuck that guy. Florida
suicide callback number two.
I had to get to this. Florida man fired for farting at work.
Oh, that's legit. This is my favorite new story.
Oh, I don't know this one. I'm excited.
I'm happy for him because it's funny, and he did it. Dougie, take it away.
Doug, aka Paul Flart, is a former hospital security guard. From Florida, Doug, his name.
I know.
A.K.A. Paul Flart, as in Paul Bart, motor, whatever.
He's been dubbed this because
over
a long period of time on his Instagram, he was...
Yes, doing this.
All right.
He's a former hospital security guard from Florida that was recently terminated after his employees discovered his farting at work Instagram account.
It's so funny.
That account has gone viral with over 70,000 followers.
That's so great.
Reddit burned down the page on Tuesday with Paul Flart compilations, helping to raise his profile Upon arriving to work last week, Paul was served termination papers along with toilet paper in a parking lot. His supervisor argued...
That was great.
Yeah, it was all in toilet paper. Now wipe your ass with this, you fucking stinky bastard. Against his will, the Flart was recording this series of videos in their uniform on the hospital property, Flart counter-arguing live on social media that no logos were seen or venue mentioned in the end. He lost the argument and the job, and now he can't afford new fucking drawers. Recently started at GoFundMe an account, and he raised about $380 of the $10,000 he's hoping to collect.
Look how many videos he has. Like, look, every single one is a different fart.
Well, he just farts at work, and that's it.
Yeah.
Wow, right?
And that's how you get 70,000 followers?
So, Dougie, here's the disturbing more than anything of this story. So we all go out and bust our ass trying to write material and do the 70,000 fans.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, you know, that's what they can expect from you. Right. I mean, if you got 70,000 fans that will listen to you fart, then guess what you're good at doing? And that's what they're going to put on your fucking tombstone.
No, it's...
Now, who's going to be more regretful, this guy for being the fart guy or the guy with the fucking skull head?
Okay, first of all, let me just say this. This definitely not this guy. He did something funny. He got a following, and he's called the Fart Authority. And I'm going to click on this because it's his GoFundMe account. And I want to see, now that he has 76,000 or 78,000
how many people are helping financially?
Yes. Okay.
I'm going to vomit if it's anything more than $500.
In 3 days, are you ready for this? $415,000.
No, you're kidding me.
All right, give me my audio. I'm farting on this fucking show right now.
Are you kidding?
$415,000 in 3 days.
People are giving this guy because he lost the security. He lost a $22,000 a year job. They just gave him $500,000.
Yo,
20 years of employment.
I'm disgusted.
I'm totally kidding. It's only $415.
Fucking asshole.
Of his $10,000 goal.
Thank God. I was going to start shitting
restored
on
Cam. I was literally going to take a
I'm
going to
start my own fart page.
I'm going to shit on Dougie right now.
Exactly. Anyway, that's all we have time for before Danny shits on me in his excitement. It's been a fun day here in the Wake and Danger Studios. Thanks to Elgin David for joining us today.
Yeah, man. Always great.
And, of course, Danny the Jew.
The new. Thanks, guys.
And for the bringing in the coffee. And bring another big bottle of that shit, and I'll be shitting on stage.
Exactly.
Right here, right in my seat. Again, great week this week, guys. Wednesday night, tomorrow night, Wise Guys Comedy Show. Jimmy Schubert's your headliner. Perry Sack will be in town. Jackie Sanchez is doing a spot local comic. Very funny young lady. Thursday, I'm going to be at the Bremen Performance Theater with Jimmy Schubert. It's a closed private event for Bremen Motor Cars. But on Friday and Saturday at the Comedy Inn, 8:30 on, I believe it's 8:30 Friday, and two shows, 8 and 10:30 on Saturday, Comedy Inn. $40, all you can drink, open bar for the show. Not a bad thing to do. It may be sold out almost, too. Catch us tomorrow on the Paul Castronova Show in the morning from 7 to 10. And catch him here. Jimmy's going to be in the studio with me tomorrow, live on Facebook right here around 5 o'clock. Probably around 5:15, we're going to start it. We'll probably go an hour talking about the business. And for more of my dates, it's going to be in fucking Vegas next week. And Laughlin, Nevada, go to DougieAlmeida.com. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. And join our fan page on Facebook, The Wake Up Late Dougie Show. Danny?
Vic and Andrew, Del Rey, Thursday night, DannyTheJew.com.
Elgin?
Yeah, this Thursday night, Palm Beach Improv. Come check us out, 8 o'clock show. Also, Five Alive on YouTube, and follow me at Elgin David.
Thanks, guys. And thanks to tomorrow in the studio, Jimmy Schubert. And we'll be here, right here, at the same spot. See you then.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground.